Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's a little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Lori Lacivita. She is a program director of organizational psychology at Walden University, hard by to Charlotte, North Carolina, right, Lori?
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you for being here, and we're talking about emotional intelligence. We're talking about how to use it to work better with the different generations. And I'm just pointing out, I'm jumping right in here, Lori, and pointing out that the big issues that I see in the workplace is between baby boomers and Gen Y, the 50-something, 60-somethings, and the 20-somethings. Now, you were going to comment on that just as we went to the break, so I'm going to let you go. And as you do, weave in how you think emotional intelligence will help.
Great. Okay. I think the first thing we need to do is understand what are the general characteristics of each of those generations. So we'll start with the Gen Yers. You know, we see that they have high levels of confidence. They're extremely sociable. They have what we would call street smarts and savvy. They have a collective action. In other words, they like to work quickly and are very flexible in their work environment. They are they love to multitask. But the other
they don't like to get up early.
They don't like to get up early. They don't really like structure. They like to be able to structure their own day, and so they don't quite understand why they have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning when they can do it at night or they can do it whenever they feel most productive. And I think part of that
it is their marketplace after all, Lori. I mean, right? But they gave us the marketplace, right? You know, I actually had a conversation with my employees once about this, and they, by the way, believe it or not, my employees actually I think they like me because Even though I do try to be the old man every once in a while, but I told him one day, I went in and I said, look, you're going to inherit this marketplace soon enough. You're going to inherit it earlier than I did generationally. But I said, it ain't yours yet. It still belongs to me right now.
Right. And we have to understand the differences so that we can all learn from each other. Because I think, you know, when we look at the baby boomers and the general characteristics there, normally we see that they are very big picture and systems oriented. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily like conflict. They're very sensitive to feedback. They're very sensitive to making sure that there's a team orientation that's essential to them.
You're saying baby boomers are like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know who hates conflict more than baby boomers? Gen Y. Gen Y, they can't stand conflict.
Well, because I think that the reason that we can say that is because they don't have people skills. The biggest issue that we see with
Gen Y. Dr. Lori Savita just said that. Folks, send your letters and email to her.
Well, we find in general that the Gen Yers, they have such a great deal of ability technologically. So they're very technological savvy, but they lack skills for dealing
with different
context. Situations.
They have too much content and not enough context.
Exactly. And so when they're faced with a challenge or an issue or a difficult situation or whatever comes up, as
right.
we know in the workplace, that's kind of a daily occurrence, because you never really know what's going on from one minute to the next. And so you have to be able to problem solve well with other people. And that's an area that we see a deficit in when we're working with the Gen Y generation, simply because they're so focused on their technology that they don't really have those interactions.
And here's something that somebody once said to me, Lori, a Gen Y expert who was a Gen Y, he goes around speaking about these things. He says, I'm Gen Y, I'm not Gen X. He said, don't ask me to fix your printer. That's my brother, the Gen Xer. He knows how to do that. I'm a Gen Y, I just use the printer. He said, Gen Y, we're not tech savvy, we're tech dependent.
Exactly.
That's an interesting perspective, isn't it?
Yes, that, and it's true. It's very true. Yep. And so we can understand how frustrating that can be, you know, to the other generations that are really very people-oriented. And in our workplace today, you know, what we call the soft skills and what we call the ability to interact with each other and also
right.
to be able to have a strong sense of ourselves and our own inner personal ability is essential to being able to communicate. And you know, dealing with different generations, dealing with diversity issues, you know, most of our companies now are not Fortune 500 and Fortune 700. They're
right.
global Fortune
That's
500,
right.
global Fortune 700.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't have that ability to communicate effectively with individuals and each other, how are they ever going to hold leadership positions and lead our organizations into the future? And so
but
that's a real issue.
In terms of talking to both generations, Gen X, I mean Gen Y and baby boomers, when there's a 50-yard line that down the middle, are you telling boomers that they need to go over the 50-yard line to the Gen X or Gen Ys? Or are you telling the Gen Ys they need to cross the 50-yard line and go more on the side of the baby boomers to work together? What are you telling them?
I'm not saying either of those things. What I'm saying is that there has, as I said earlier, there has to be mutual respect between the generations.
That's
so
important.
Rather than trying to put in what's not there, if we really work on developing the strengths of each generation and then being able
mm-hmm.
to work together to rely on those strengths, it minimizes any
But isn't
any,
it important for the people who are standing on the shoulders to recognize whose shoulders they're standing on?
It is, but that comes through training and that comes through development. And
yeah.
so and the way that we do that, as we said
I
earlier,
shouldn't have to train somebody to respect me for having built a business first, though, Laurie.
Well, you know, then, you know, if there's no respect there between your employees and yourself, then
Laurie, I'm sorry, I got to go. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
We'll get you back. Laurie, la civita.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.